It is time for our Area Voices First Friday Cavalcade of the Arts. Joining us to start it off is Executive Director of the McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids, Katie Marshall. Katie, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks
Executive
for having me.
Executive Director. I like that term.
She's recently found out she was awarded the Maddie Simons, Maddie Simons Arts Advocate Award from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council. She probably wishes we hadn't said that on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
But congratulations. Too bad.
Well. And tell us about what it is and what it means. That's a big deal. And quit being so quiet about it. Take it and enjoy it.
Well, that's
asking
a
me
great
to,
way.
Asking me to self-promote.
Well, I know.
Well,
most people don't.
It's a regional award that the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council gives out every year to someone who has done great work in arts advocacy. So it's a great honor to have that award.
Yes, it is. Congratulations very much. We appreciate it.
We meant this as a very nice thing. I feel like we are kind of bullying her.
No.
That's not.
I was bullying
her. We are big fans of Katie Marshall and... She's going to tell us all the things going on. It's April 5th, so that probably means there's even more going on.
We're starting to pick up the pace a little bit, definitely. Yeah, and I was excited. It smells like spring out there finally, and there were birds.
And you can hear birds
in
the morning.
Yes, it was.
Isn't that outstanding?
Those, the combination. I thought, okay, it's really happening. Yeah, so there is quite a bit going on. Starting off, Frame Up is back in the game. They always take a couple of months off. Colder months of the year, so they're back at it, and they have a great display this month. They're going to have the creations of Mrs. Skirbeck's third grade class at Southwest, and they have been assisted by Nancy Mike Johnson making fish, so the Frame Up says they're sure to get you in a summer mood. Come by and support the next generation of artists. At the VFW, from 7 to 10 p.m., there will be live jazz with Sam Miltich and friends, and their special guests this month are Charmin Michelle on vocals and Nathan Norman on drums. Lake Lover Vintage is going to be hosting one of their in-house artists, Mike Weedman. He'll be doing an on-site lathe demonstration, and you can join them for treats and watch as Mike creates one of his one-of-a-kind weed vases while you watch. In Central Square Mall, there's a couple things going on. Crafted by Itasca Life Options will be open. You can stop by and see all the great work that they are doing there. They work with to empower and provide opportunities to artists of all abilities. And so the work that they display there is made by a person with a developmental or physical disability, and they are always putting out new work, so it's really fun to see what they've been up to. And then in the Mall Common area, they're going to be featuring Michelle Albers, who is a Reiki master, yoga teacher, and certified Zentangle teacher. She'll be demonstrating and displaying her Zentangle art, and you can also stop by and learn about an upcoming class. I believe she's doing a workshop on Saturday that you could check out and sign up for.
Do you know what Zentangle is?
It's like doodling on steroids, I guess. It's doodling, but it's with kind of a, there's a more of a method to it, I think.
And it's Zentangling right now?
You might be Zentangling right now. That could be the start of a Zentangle right there.
That's not what I was expecting to say.
Maybe I'm not describing that exactly right, but that's sort of the idea. Okay. It's in the mindfulness realm, there's designs and patterns that are part of it. But
it's almost as if graffiti could be Zentangle also,
on a very large scale, possibly.
Very large scale.
Mm-hmm. So that would be cool to check out. I know there's a few people in our area that do Zentangle as well. So, and at Bender's Shoes, they are going to be hosting Jaden and Allie, who are two young musicians who'll be performing on keyboard, xylophone, and snare. And then in Central School, the Artists in the Attic, you can stop by. I know Leah Yellowbird will be in. I'm not sure about any of the other artists, but also on display will be the work of Mary Corwin, David Dobbs, Whitney Lemming Salisbury, and Aaron Olson Reiners. And Mary won't be in because she will be at Brood Awakenings. She is the artist of the month at Brood this month. She'll be showing her dog portraits, works in chalk pastel, and they will also have music by We Ain't Cowboys from 4 to 6 p.m. So that is what's happening around town. And then, of course, at McCroskey, we've got a couple new exhibits as well. This month we have the traveling exhibit, Six McKnight Artists, which is something that we host every couple of years typically. It's a collection of works that have been by artists who have received a McKnight Artist Fellowship or a McKnight Artist Residency, and it's coordinated by the Northern Clay Center and supported by the McKnight Foundation. So we've got works of six different ceramic artists on display, and it's really interesting exhibition that usually pushes the bounds of what ceramic art is. And this year we're really excited because we actually do have one of the featured artists coming up to speak with us during the artist talk. So Mick Stowell, who is one of the Minnesota-based artists who received the fellowship, will be there tonight. And he's doing a workshop tomorrow morning.
So Katie, when a person receives a McKnight fellowship like that, is the only thing they do what you're seeing, or do they work on a year on a project? You know, I'm sure it's different for everybody, but what does it entitle you to do? Just maybe take time off work and create ARC, or how does it? What does
the fellowship do? Yeah, I think for the residencies, people come from other places to the Northern Clay Center in Minnesota and work on art. So it's bringing other artists in, and they probably create a variety of different things, and then a selection of that's on display. For the fellowship, it's Minnesota-based artists, and so I think that just allows them to set aside time, or to maybe if there's something that requires more materials, that they can get different materials, or just have time to experiment. I think there's a lot of experimentation that goes on with it. As you'll see, we've got ceramics and glass. We've got there's often a lot of things where people say, "Is that pottery?" Like it doesn't look like it when you first. So it really, like I said, it's kind of pushing the boundaries of ceramics. But there's some really interesting stuff on display, and quite a variety. I mean, six different artists all doing really different things. There's these two really large kind of bust-shaped sculptures, but they're made out of cemetery dirt.
What?
I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah, so.
Can't wait to see this.
So, yeah, but then there's some really amazing glazing, and Mix is actually going to be doing a workshop on underglazing tomorrow that a number of local potters are going to be attending, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, and then our second exhibit is also extremely exciting. Local artist Vernal Bogren Swift will be showing her batik work in the Minnesota Gallery, and she's got 13 different pieces that are all inspired by the fossil record of North Dakota and sort of an imagined history of that. And then she also has a film that will be playing that kind of shows her in her process. So it's really interesting to be able to see the process of creating the works and then see them on the wall as the finished product.
Well, it's going to be a big night.
It's going to be a very big night. We'll have live music by Maria Anoni. We have our reception is sponsored by Itasca Reliable Insurance, so we'll have a great selection of food and other refreshments, and artist talks at 6, as always.
Sounds great. If you want more information, you can go to McCrosstyArtsCenter.org or GrandRapidsArts.org.
Correct.
Coming up, we'll find out what's going on in Ely, as well as Brainerd and Bemidji. Katie Carter will be joining us as well.